Speaking of delicious, at least to sea lions, the number of salmon in the Columbia River is dwindling, so officials have tried to help the endangered fish by building fish ladders into the dams. The problem is that solution essentially serves up the salmon directly into the awaiting mouths of sea lions. Now, you can't blame sea lions for doing what sea lions do, but it is a problem. The federal government has allowed the states of Washington and Oregon to permit hunters and Native American tribes to kill a few of the sea lions. But the hunt has been held up in court. For now, sea lions are being trapped so they can be removed from the area near the dam. This past weekend, six federally protected sea lions were found shot to death as they lay in open traps below the Bonneville Dam on the Oregon-Washington border. That was just one day after three seals were found shot to death at a breeding ground in California. Joining us now from Seattle to discuss the challenges of protecting one protected species from another protected species and from the public at large is Brian Gorman, Public Affairs Officer for the National Marine Fisheries Service. Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you explain what happened to these sea lions?
Well, there were some traps set out just below Bonneville Dam, and that's normal. The gates were left open. We want the animals to kind of habituate themselves to the trap so they can come and go as they please. And then when we want to trap them, we drop the gate doors and then can decide which animals to keep and see if we can place in zoos and which animals to release.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, apparently, maybe late Saturday, someone came, closed the gates of the trap, some unauthorized person, closed the gates of the trap, caging six animals, and then simply shot them to death.
And they were all in one trap, and they just slaughtered all the sea lions.
They were actually in two separate
two traps.
And identical traps, yeah.
Well, who would have the motivation to do that?
I don't know. It was a pretty despicable act and a pretty cowardly act. I mean, considering the animals were trapped in cages when they were shot, they had no means of escape.
Now, you mentioned going to zoos. Is that where you move the sea lions that are trapped near the dam? Can they be put somewhere else in nature? Or once they're trapped near the dam, it's either the zoo or just release them to that dam area?
When we release them, if we do release them, they generally swim right back to the dam. The dam is about 135 miles from the mouth of the Columbia River. The courts right now have held up the state's permission to kill any of these sea lions.
Mm-hmm.
So all the states can do at this point, Oregon and Washington, are to trap the animals and see if they can place them in zoos. We have about 19 slots, some of which have been filled, from zoos that have said they'll adopt these animals.
Any idea how many total sea lions are in the area?
On a busy day, we'll count 45 or 50. On one day, we counted 64.
So removing 19 out of 64, is that really going to help the salmon?
We think that there are, I mean, for example, there are roughly 235,000 California sea lions on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We think that only a tiny percentage of those animals actually know enough to swim up the Columbia River and congregate just below the Bonneville Dam at this time of year because pickings are easy for them.
Yeah.
And our belief, and the state's belief too, is that if we remove some of these problem animals from the dam, permanently remove them, either by placing them in zoos or by euthanizing them, we will considerably cut into the problem of sea lions eating adult salmon coming back up the river.
When you talked about the number of sea lions, it seemed like a lot. I don't know, actually. I'm not a zoologist, but are both of the species we're talking about, the salmon and the sea lions, are they both endangered?
The two of the sea lions that were killed on Sunday are stellar sea lions,
mm-hmm.
and they are indeed protected by the very same law that protects the salmon,
yeah.
the Endangered Species Act. The other four were California sea lions. Their population is robust, but all sea lions, whales and dolphins and porpoises as well, are protected by another federal law called the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and that's the one that really has teeth in it. That's the one that authorized the states to trap and, if necessary, lethally remove some of these California sea lions. That's the one that was violated flagrantly on Sunday.
This must come up in nature. There are two protected species, and one might be predator and one might be prey. Is there a general playbook for dealing with that situation?
Well, generally speaking, wildlife managers like to give the benefit of the doubt to the species that is in most perilous condition.
Right.
Clearly, from a purely biological point of view, the California sea lions are in just fine shape, and from a biological point of view as well, many of the runs of salmon on the Columbia River are in pretty bad shape.
But how much of an impact are these sea lions on the overall health of the salmon in the Columbia River?
We estimate last year that they ate about 4% of the returning adults, or I should say we actually observed them eating about 4% of the returning adults. They probably ate a greater percentage than that.
Right.
Didn't see them.
Now, Michael Garrity, who's the associate director of American Rivers, which is an environmental group, has said the sea lions are being scapegoated. Do you think he has a point?
Well, I think there are a lot. I mean, it's clearly not a problem just that involves California sea lions. There are lots of other problems in the Columbia River Basin, the dams themselves, loss of habitat, some past problems with badly managed harvest plans, and even some of the hatcheries are not working to the benefit of wild fish. So I think what folks in the region have to do, and it's certainly been our point of view, is look at all of the reasons for the decline of salmon and try to correct all of them. And if one of those problems is predator sea lions, then we have to try to correct that too.
And who investigates who may have slaughtered these six sea lions in question?
My agency, NOAA Fisheries, is leading the investigation, but we're getting great cooperation from the other federal agencies, especially the Corps of Engineers, which operates the dams.
What's the punishment?
$100,000 fine for each violation and a year in jail.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. Brian Gorman is the Public Affairs Officer for the National Marine Fisheries Service. Thanks again, Brian.
Thank you. When I first did the salmon,
all the people just laughed. They looked around. Hey, stay tuned. A new study says that a large percentage of African Americans in the U.S. can't swim. Why is that? We're going to talk with a historian, someone who's written a book about swimming pools, the history of swimming pools, and how swimming pools have been a place where U.S. racial relations have been explored over the years. That's coming up next on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Find their home waters by sense of smell.